This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Thanks for joining Agon Erev Shabbos. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're in Siman Yud Gimel. Yesterday we saw the amazing Svar of the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham said that there's no Isser to wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis. It's a mitzvah saseh to put it on. Now, if you don't put the strings on, you're mevatel an aseh, but if you can't do it, you're not mevatel an aseh. There's only nisa drabanan to wear it, and therefore mibnei kavod abrios, you could continue wearing it. We're up to sif katan yud. The mechaber said that if you know on Shabbos that when you're in a karmelis that the tzitzis you're wearing are pasul, don't take it off. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzolaymar, bein shenifsek gam karen hatalis v'nasas ba'sholosh, whether the corner got ripped off and now there are only three corners, uvein shenifsek lei achas mitzitziyos of levad, or one of the strings got snapped, even if they're apostle when you left your house, since at the time that you put it on, you didn't know about it, we do not knas you. The gadol kavod abrios, because people's kavod is very important. Now, let's take a little limud. If when you walk outside on Shabbos, and you realize your tzitzis are pasul, but it's a domain midrabanan. So we say you're allowed to continue to carry midrabanan. Can you imagine you're allowed to continue to carry midrabanan? Because the gadol kavod abrios. Now, carrying midrabanan is not pashut. It's not pashut that you're allowed to carry a makam drabanan. A person has to give up all their money not to violate a drabanan. Yeah, but kavod abrios is greater. So imagine how careful you have to be with someone else's kavod habriyos when there's no iser drabanan involved. It's just a matter of treating another person with respect. Imagine how important kavod habriyos is. V'afilu b'talas gadol shalanu, even our ta'ar talas gadol she'inanu noyagin l'boi shoysoi kalayim, we don't typically wear it all day. Ela beis hatfila she mitzvah. V'leka bizoi b'hasaras, and it wouldn't be so embarrassing if you took off your talas gadol. I mean, people don't wear the talis gadol all day anyway. So what's the big deal if you take it off? Gam kein tzach lasiroi. You don't have to take it off. Why? Deloi plug rabbanan bein talis to talis. The rabbis did not start making differences which talis you're wearing. Now, the Dirshu quotes in Sivkaton Tezvav that the talis gadol, there is genai katan to take it off. And he's sort of bothered by your question. Why do I need the sort of loy plug? Why can't we just say it's a gnai katan to take off talis? I believe later on the Mishnah Berurah, when he says it's a gnai katan to take off talis, that's talking about when you're sitting in shul. When you're sitting in shul in the middle of davening, everyone's wearing a talis, and you're the one guy who doesn't have the talis. Maybe then it's a gnai katan. But here, to walk out in the street, it's not a gnai katan even to take off a talis gadol. People don't wear a talis gadol on the street. So loy plug. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah continues. The Hagon Rebbe Kiveger b'chidush mefakvik b'zeh. Rebbe Kiveger questions this, and they explain what's Rebbe Kiveger's question. The Chazal never said you're allowed to go with a talis and a karmus without tzitzis. They said, gadol kavod abrios, doichal lo yisaseh. So if it's not a genai, how could you wear it? It's a very interesting loy plug. Well, loy plug! Loy plug! You don't have to take off a talis in the street. In a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you have to take it off. No, in a karmus, you don't take it off. But there's a reason you don't take it off. The reason you don't take it off, because it's embarrassing. But what if it's not embarrassing, Rebbe Kiveger asks. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah continues. The Ramah continues. Haga va'afilu talis katan shetachas begadav ein sarach lifshait. Even the talis katan under your shirt, you don't have to take it. Say, what's the big deal? Nobody's going to know. It's not like people could look at you and they say, oh, that guy is not wearing his talis katan. I mean, if you live in Bnei Brak or you're Chassidus, you wear the talis katan on your shirt, maybe it's embarrassing, but nobody knows. For us, we wear it under our shirt. V'adinim nipsak echad min atzitzios umisbayish leisha b'loy talis. Likewise, if let's say one of your tzitzis snap, and you're embarrassed to sit without a talis, you could put it on. That's a chiddush. You could put on a pasul talis because of kavod abriyos. Why? Very interesting. Because what's wrong with wearing a talis without tzitzis? So the Rama adds v'dafka b'Shabbos also lots of tzitzis. This is only on Shabbos that you're not allowed to make tzitzis. Abuchol kai gavna also, but not during the week. On Shabbos, right? What's the isser of wearing a four corner garment without tzitzis? It's an isser drabbanan. It's not an isser d'oraisa of wearing a four corner garment without tzitzis. It's drabbanan, because you're only mechuyev to put on. The only reason you're not allowed to wear is because you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. But I can't on Shabbos, so it's only an isser drabbanan. So on Shabbos, I'm allowed to put on a pasul talis because I'm embarrassed. During the week, I'm not allowed to because there, it's taka and iser d'oraisa because I'm mechuyev midoraisa to put on tzitzis. I'm being mevatel d'oraisa. During on Shabbos, I'm not mevatel d'oraisa. I'm only mevatel d'rabbanan. I'm only violating a d'rabbanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shetachas begadav d'loy min karam milsa. It's not recognizable. Taking it off, getting it out from under the shirt, is unusually embarrassing. If one of the strings of the tzitzis snap, perush, bein shabala basic nes rotsu lobosh talisai. Whether you come to shul, you want to wear a talis, v'kaidim levishasay matzat tzitzis psulim, before you put it on, you see it's pasul. Umisbayish leishabram bli talis, you're embarrassed to sit that way without a talis. You could put on without a bracha. Or if you saw Milv wearing it, that it's a snap. You don't have to take it off. It depends on the person wearing it. If you're embarrassed, you can put on without a bracha. If you're not embarrassed, so one second, I think there's a big question here. The Rama is saying that if one of the strings snap and you're embarrassed, you could put it on. What do you mean? Why should it matter if I'm embarrassed or not? Like plug. The rabbi said you could put on talesim that are pasul on Shabbos because of kavod abriyos. I am not embarrassed. Like plug. No, there's no such loy plug. Is loy plug chachamim be talis kata and talis gadol? But we don't say loy plug whether you're embarrassed or you're not embarrassed. Okay. Siv katan yud gimel. You're embarrassed to sit that way. You could put on the talis, even though it's pasul. V'davkim noydeloy hayoyim. That's only if you only found out today that the talis was pasul. Avlam yadam erev Shabbos. You knew yesterday. Also love Shabbos. The havel is good meyesmal. You should have fixed it yesterday. But I forgot. Oh, you forgot? You could be a mekel. Achim shachach. If you forgot, yesh lahakel. Sivkatan yadalid. You can put him in cover of his v'davkim and yochel hasav is in the talis shula. Talking about you can't borrow a talis. You borrow a talis, borrow a talis. Let's hold it over here today. Thanks everybody for making the time to join us. And wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov. See you Monday.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.